That night he wore a black L.A. cap, which covered his low cut with waves, but enhanced his piercing brown eyes, defined nose, come-kiss-me lips, and goatee. He rocked your typical hood boy attire, but with finesse. Dylan swore she never saw a man make a black leather jacket, white V-neck tee, artful Dodgers jeans, and tan suede Tims look so good. He donned a simple yet stunning gold rosary and a Nixon watch. Not only was he rich and successful, State was her first in every significant moment in her life. He was the first man to ever say no to her, the first to make her want to settle down, the first she'd ever said I love you to, picked out rings with, and made wedding plans with. He was the first man she'd ever become pregnant by, and the first she'd ever had an abortion for. But most importantly, he was the first man to ever break her heart. In the beginning, what they shared was only supposed to be a casual fling. Dylan never saw herself getting her feelings into it, but soon she found herself out in the streets calling him her baby. An on-again, off-again, three-year relationship filled with mind-numbing sex, shopping sprees, weekend getaways, an unexpected pregnancy, and the promise of them one day getting married had her stuck for a minute. For a while, Dylan was content with their chaotic relationship, but she didn't realize that the side effects of dating him may include A, nausea, B, insomnia, C, lack of appetite, D, headache, E, weight loss, F, depression, G, not answering her phone calls at night, H, nonstop crying until he answered the phone, I, never wanting to socialize with her friends, J, random chicks mean mugging her in the club, K, Magnum condoms found in the glove compartment of his car when they went raw, L, bacterial infection, tyrannical outbursts when confronted about side effects G, H, I, J, and K. Dylan thought things would change, but as soon as State took the proposal of marriage off the table and gave her $500 to have an abortion, she knew she couldn't play the role of a kept woman anymore. Fed up, she hit State with a text message calling it quits and decided to keep it moving. Until now. Dylan stood paralyzed. Loud music echoed in her ear. Men scrambled for drinks while lines of women awaited their time in the mirror before Wale came out on stage to perform. But Dylan was in her own world. How well Wale could rhyme and how much he could get it didn't mean a thing to her anymore. She was stuck on a tightrope between her heart and common sense. To her, State was the one thing she couldn't have. His love and commitment was something so unattainable, yet she would give her right rib to retain it. Dylan was so caught up in his presence that when he noticed her watching him, she had no time to look away. Before she knew it, he was coming her way. Dylan quickly swallowed the huge lump in her throat and gathered her emotions. But the closer State neared, the more she felt faint. None of this was supposed to be happening. When she left her house, it had been just another typical Saturday night. She spent 2 hours getting her hair and makeup done, only to be an hour late to the Grey Goose Presents Rising Icons concert featuring Wale, who she planned on taking home with her that night. Unwilling to look completely lame, Dylan quickly grabbed the arm of a random cutie and acted as if they knew one another. "Long time no see," she said with a smile. "Excuse me?" The guy looked at her confused. "Shh, play along," she spoke out of the side of her mouth. "Dylan," State said, standing before her. Dylan turned her attention from the guy and eyed State as if she didn't recognize him. "Really, Dylan?" He looked at her like she was being ridiculous.
"Oh, State, my bad."
She slapped her hand against her forehead. "How are you?" She hugged him. "Good. What's up with you?"